This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs.
Hey, greetings out there to everybody at TFMR. Hey, guess what? We're going to kick off the new year with another one of those special podcasts. You know how these work. My friend Dan Amadouri at Future Money Trends, this guy I've known now for going on a decade, and he and his crew do great work. And every once in a while, they will come to me and say, hey, we've got a company we want to look at. Maybe you can help us spread the word. And I take a look and I think, yeah, that's somebody I want to talk to. And so when I heard that I got a chance to talk to Michael Romanek, I thought, I'm on it. Why? Because Michael is president and CEO of Silver Dollar Resources. And if you listen to our Eric Sprott podcast, it's Sprott Money, and I know we haven't been able to do those now for the last 6 or 7 weeks, but this is a name that comes up quite often because Eric's a big investor. Keith Neumeyer and First Majestic Silver are a big investor. And so that's like I said, when I heard that Michael was somebody I could talk to, I thought, let's do it. So again, Michael Romanek, president and CEO of Silver Dollar Resources. Michael, thank you so much for spending some time with me.
Right on. Thanks, Greg.
Man, I tell you, let's just dive right in. Nobody better than you can explain what you're sitting on at Silver Dollar Resources and the investors that are showing such great faith and confidence in you. The floor is yours. Have at it, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good. We're an aggressive exploration and development company. We went public back in May of this year. We're listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker SLV, and in the States, SLVDF. Market cap, $60 million, no debt, and sitting on about $10 million in cash. Tight share structure, 36 million shares out. Insiders own about 40% of that, so there's not much of a float out there. Raised $10 million back in September. Eric Sprott came in for another $6 million, and First Majestic supported us with another $700,000. So we have Eric Sprott and NYSE-listed First Majestic as our largest shareholders. Our primary project is the La Jolla Silver Deposit that we optioned from First Majestic. It's in Mexico, and we also have two terrific early-stage gold projects in Red Lake, which are fully permitted for drilling.
Let's talk about that drilling for 2021 that you hope to be doing down there in Mexico, because this La Jolla Silver Project is in that, I guess people call it the Mexican Silver Belt. I've heard that term before. And I know you were telling me before, it's not very far from First Majestic's operations and a couple of other major silver mines.
Yeah, within 20 kilometers, there's several major operating mines. So we're in a great spot. We're an hour and a half drive from Durango City. And Silvercrest did a lot of work on the project from 2010 to 2015 when they had it. And they came up with, which is now a historic resource, of about 92 million ounces of silver. So we got a good base to start from.
And now you're working forward from there, correct?
That's correct, yeah. When we first grabbed this project, I did a bunch of due diligence and research and just to see what Silvercrest had done over the years, printed off all the press releases, read through all the MD&A and the quarterlies, and it was Tetra Tech, a geological outfit, who did all the work for them. So naturally, they're the first place to look for me to get more information on the project. I reached out directly to James Barr, who was the QP for this project for Silvercrest, had a good talk with him, and I liked him right away. And eventually, we engaged Tetra Tech to help us compile all the data that's been done to date and design our drill program and update the geological model that we'll have an update out on shortly.
Awesome. Now, I think everybody knows Eric and knows his enthusiasm for silver, the silver price, which is driving a lot of that enthusiasm. He thinks we're going to have a big year in 2021. I would imagine you do too. What do you, as you look forward to the silver price, do you have your own projections? Are you looking at the market?
Well, you got to think it's going higher. Based off the traditional correlation with the gold and gold in this could be an uncertain market here as we move forward, you'd think gold's going to go a lot higher, so silver should rise with it. Plus, with silver, you got its unique physical properties that, with its high electrical and thermal conductivity that makes it suitable for industrial applications, which I think make up to, I think it's 2/3 of its demand. And that's only going to increase as the world moves away from fossil fuels and looks into green energy.
No doubt. No doubt. So, all right. So, Michael, I want to back up to this relationship with First Majestic, because everybody here at TF Metals Report, we all know Keith. We've known him for years, and we all respect him immensely. And let's go. Just tell everybody a little bit more about that and the property and its relationship with First Majestic and their relationship with you.
Yep. Okay. So when we founded this company, Silver Dollar, way back in November of 18, when things are quiet, we obviously, as the name implies, we're looking for a silver asset. But we used the Red Lake projects for simplicity and just to get listed. So once we got listed, it was my job to try and source a quality advanced silver project. So naturally, you hit the phones, you pound the pavement, you harass a lot of guys like Keith, looking for some projects they have that in the back burner that they're not doing much with. And at the time, it turned out to be perfect timing, because nobody was looking for silver projects, silver
right.
Price, like 15 or 16 bucks an ounce. Nobody cared about silver at the time. So we got really good, lucky timing with all of that. So I got a hold of Keith, and he said, well, we have this La Jolla project. So we started to look at that. In La Jolla, the First Majestic inherited La Jolla from when they bought Silvercrest back in 2015. And they said right in that press release that they're going to focus on Silvercrest's producing mines, and La Jolla will just be put on the back burner at the time. So they sent us all the data they had on La Jolla, and they didn't look like they've done much with it since they grabbed it back in 15. So we had our guys take a look. Bob Weicker in Vancouver there did a terrific job for us, trying to decipher all the raw data and to put together a summary of what we even have here and if it's worth pursuing. And it definitely was. So then we went back and forth with First Majestic, and First Majestic's VP of Corporate Development there, Todd Anthony, just a great guy. So he was terrific to deal with, very responsive, great communication. The two of us went back and forth a million times until we came up with terms for a definitive agreement to earn up to 100% of the La Jolla project.
And First Majestic just has an equity stake in,
yes,
as their compensation?
Okay, for the terms of the deal were, we give them 700,000 cash over a 3-year period.
Okay.
Give them 19.9% of our stock up front, which has already been done, and spend $1 million on exploration over 3 years and a 2% NSR. And then after that, we can bump up to 100% ownership by issuing 5% of our stock at that time. So I think the way we structured it, I think it's one of those rare win-win situations.
Yeah.
Silver Dollar gets an advanced stage exploration project that we can focus on and move forward, and First Majestic gets to benefit by their share position in Silver Dollar.
Absolutely. Okay, so now 2020 has been such a screwed up year for everybody. You're in Canada. You've got this company that just went public in May. How are you managing from Canada, boots on the ground down in Mexico?
That was a trick. That's the trick, isn't it? That was one of my biggest concerns when we looked at tackle this project. So again, I jumped on the phone, emailed everybody I know, reached out to our directors, see if they knew anybody. And eventually this guy, Mark Melfair's name came up, who has extensive experience in Mexico. So I gave him a call. After the first call, I felt 20 pounds lighter, big weight off my shoulders. Again, I hit it off with Mark right away. And it's obviously critical to get a guy locally to have some boots on the ground, especially regarding our community engagement. And to be the face of Silver Dollar in Mexico. And with COVID, you can't just send guys down there, have a bunch of strangers walking around and making people nervous. So we found Mark. Mark's got extensive experience in Mexico. He was the VP of exploration for Chesapeake. He led the team responsible for advancing the Metates project, I think it's the largest undeveloped gold silver project in Mexico. And he handled everything from community engagement, designing the drill program, QA, QC, everything. So he definitely checks all the boxes for what kind of guy we're looking for to really help us down there.
You'd mentioned then your plans for 2021. Sounds like 2021 is going to be a big year. What can you tell us? Are you going to start drilling? How will this play out?
Yeah, no, that's great. We engaged Tetra Tech, as I mentioned before. And what those guys did, they moved all the geological data from GEMCOM over to Leapfrog software. They did a desktop exercise, incorporated all the geochemical, geophysical work, all the phase three drilling that was done by Silvercrest that wasn't included in the latest historic resource. And we have it now. We have a cohesive data set that we're using to create a new exploration model and to design drill targets that we're looking to test here early in 2021. And there are some phenomenal exploration targets that are just begging to be drilled. And we're excited to slowly make our way towards drilling those out.
How does that work, Michael? We know from Silvercrest that a historic assessment is 92 million ounces. Do you work first to go back and kind of reconfirm that? You try to expand the whole zone to find more? How will this lay out?
No, good question. And we'll have more details on that once we put together the exploration model from Tetra Tech. We'll let the geologists decide how we're going to tackle that. But there's big time exploration targets that remain when Silvercrest had it. And their phase three drilling they did in 2014 was designed to upgrade and increase the current resource, but it was never done because they got taken out by First Majestic.
And therefore, it's just been kind of sitting there ever since.
It's been sitting there ever since. And we're very fortunate enough to have this project to move forward with.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Okay, so as we go into 2021, obviously that's a big part of what you want to do. What other important milestones do you want to achieve? What's the most important ones on your radar?
For Catalyst, we got coming up, we got the upgraded geological model and exploration targets for La Jolla, like you mentioned. We're going to have an updated 43-101 technical report summarizing what's been done to date on it. Simple press release to the market that we may look at spinning out our Red Lake gold projects into a separate public company to our shareholders to try to unlock some value. We feel that there's value there that's not getting recognized in our current market cap. And with the two, you know, commodity differences there, you got a gold project and silver projects. It might make sense to separate them as a standalone vehicles.
That's up at that Red Lake zone, I guess you go on in Ontario.
Yeah, up in Red Lake, it's just south of where Great Bear has their Dixie discovery. That whole Red Lake camp has just exploded there. You had Evolution come in and buy out Newmont. You got obviously Great Bear's success. I think today, Pure Gold put out a press release that they poured gold on their Madsen mine. They're $1 billion market cap. So it's a happening place.
Yeah,
and our two projects are right in the camp. And there's other companies that have staked all around us. And both projects are already fully permitted to drill. And so it might make a lot of sense to separate them from Silver Dollar as it stands now.
That's kind of interesting little thing that comes with La Jolla almost in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Be a reason, another reason to hold the stock for sure.
Now, so far since you've been public, the stock's, I mean, it's kind of been going sideways. What do you think will be catalysts? I mean, some more good drilling results, a higher silver price, all these things come together next year. What do you think will be a good catalyst to drive the price higher?
Well, both, but the main, where you're going to get the real move if we get any positive drill results from La Jolla. And like I said, there's already existing exploration targets that Tetra Tech had identified for Silvercrest that they never got to. And as we upgrade this geological model, we're finding some new target areas that are just high priority targets. So we have a chance here to really substantially increase the size of this historic resource. And that's going to really move the needle for Silver Dollar specifically. And then obviously with a higher silver price, it should lift all boats.
Yeah. All right, my friend, it sounds, I see now why we're getting so many interest, so much interest in it during those weekly wrap-up calls. And I can certainly see why Eric's involved. Anything else? What have I missed? Anything else that you want to share with everybody? I just want to make sure I've covered all the bases.
Well, along with Mark Malfair down locally in Mexico helping us out, Perry Durning and Bud Hellmeyer, two guys I met through a mutual friend, are some key technical guys for us. They're award-winning geologists. They won that 2010 PDAC Award for discoveries. They've actually found four major discoveries in Mexico, and they've been a tremendous help to me, introducing us to new projects and new people. And it's just, they're a huge, huge asset to have involved with the company. And the Silver Dollar shareholders are just very fortunate enough to have them involved.
Absolutely. So, all right, Michael, hold on. Let me make sure I got this straight then. Everything, all the boxes that we always want to check off. We got jurisdiction, right? It's a good mining jurisdiction where you're at. Proven already resource. You've got a great team with experience that has done this before. They know what they're doing. You've got cash on the balance sheet and no debt. That's the big five, I would think, right?
That's correct. If your listeners believe that the metal prices will stay strong and go higher in the future, I think Silver Dollar is a great place to park some dough. Exceptional exploration upside with La Jolla. And as I said, a chance to add some significant ounces to the already historic resource. And with the Red Lake projects, you got exposure to gold. And we're always looking for other quality projects. And we're not afraid to swing for the fences.
Absolutely. And we love Eric. We love Keith. That's a big vote of confidence right there. All right. So for everybody to do their own due diligence, again, the symbols in Canada, SLV. Down here in the States, SLV is a very distrusted, mistrusted ETF.
I know. Yeah, I bet.
I think that's funny. You get a lot of people searching SLV, they'll find your company as well.
It's a good little marketing tool for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's fantastic. Again, I mean, I think people should recognize your company. And they can do that here in the U.S. as well. SLV, D as in dog, F as in Frank, correct?
That's correct.
And also what, silverdollarresources.com?
Yep, absolutely. And we got a corporate presentation there right on the main landing page.
And you can go there, and that's like an investor presentation that people can download and take a look at?
That's right.
Great place to start there too, no doubt about it. Michael, I'm excited for you. This is going to be really fascinating to watch as we go through the first quarter into second quarter, maybe some follow-up news on how things are going?
Absolutely. It should be a very busy and active year for Silver Dollar.
That's awesome. Again, we've been talking to Michael Romanek. He is the president and CEO of Silver Dollar Resources. I'm going to take a much deeper look, no doubt about it. And with Eric and Keith and First Majestic involved, I think we all probably should. Michael, thank you so much for your time. This has been really, really informative.
Right on. Thanks, Craig.
From all of us here at TFMR, thank you for listening. And hey, be sure to check out Silver Dollar Resources.